Good morning in morning and good evening in evening, my dear, dear Dub Tribers. Here I come with another interview. This one caused me a lot of troubles and caused me a lot of stress, especially because of the technical issues I faced straight after it happened. It is enough to say that happily the outcome is here and I'm really blessed that I can present it to you today with a proud. Following interview with the legend of Jamaican music, Maccabee, is the most important interview that I've made so far. This conversation is short, but is filled with a message that is edifying. So, without further ado, I'm inviting you to sit with us and listen to this conversation that could happen thanks to organizers of Get Up Festival in Bydgoszcz, in Poland. So, grab your tea, snacks, or whatever what makes you feel cozy and comfortable, and sit back and let's go.
Now music is like a tree with branches, leaves, and stem. And if a tree ain't got no roots, it's in a big problem. We'll have we roots and culture, roots and culture, roots and culture, we not left it. Roots and culture, roots and culture, roots and culture, we not left it. Come now. Roots music has a message. Roots music is constructive. Roots music give you knowledge. Roots music is positive. People are influenced by music. That is why we don't abuse it. We not just stay and forget rich quick. We're not into music just for profit. I'm not saying money is not part of it. Cause in this society you need little bit. But we not stop charge for we culture lyric. Cause it is more powerful than a bullet. We love we roots and culture, roots and culture. Roots and culture, we not left it. Roots and culture, roots and culture. Roots and culture, we not left it. When me day at Jamaica, me listen MC. The way some a chat really amaze me. Some of them sound like a blue movie. Preoccupied with the female body. Well, not the whole body, but one little bit. Above the thigh and below the hip. Them have about 100 name for it. Some sound funny, but some sound sick. Now, what a man chanter him one business. Enough fun and joke, some I get out of it. But mix it up with some conscious lyric. Educate the youth so they benefit more. Roots and culture, roots and culture. Roots and culture, we not left it. Roots and culture, roots and culture. Roots and culture, we not left it. Inna the father we put with faith. We try entertain and educate. Constructive lyrics we try to create. Heavy music to make your body vibrate. Roots music is a music that I appreciate. Whether 45 LP or dub plate. Give me a vibe that make me pulsate. Give me a feeling nothing can imitate. Now the roots and culture, roots and culture. Roots and culture, we not left it. Roots and culture, roots and culture. Roots and culture, we not left it. Come now. Roots music as a message. Roots music constructive. Roots music give you knowledge. Roots music is positive. The beat of the drum and it's at the hi-hat. The sound of the rhythm and how the bass drop. With a conscious lyric I write on the top. Pure dynamite, yes, boom, shock attack. Some roots artists are with us no longer. Them pass away but the music stronger. Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, two sons of Rasta. For them music we live on forever. Right now I be a ragamuffin fever. Whole heap of lovers rocking in your area. But roots can't dead, it ain't no sack. Cause a tree without roots will fall over. We love it. Roots and culture, roots and culture. Roots and culture, we not left it. Roots and culture, roots and culture. Roots and culture, we not left it. Come now. Roots music as a message. Roots music constructive. Roots music give you knowledge. Roots music is positive.
Pleasure. All right. Dub Tribe is a podcast that we are running here in Poland, and we are trying to teach people about dub music, reggae music, roots music as well. So it's a pleasure to have you here with me, Maccabee. Welcome.
Blessed, give thanks.
Okay, we are truly happy. I think that all of our dub tribals will be really pleased to hear you. So I will start because we've got not enough time to ask you all my questions I would like to ask, but I will try and I will try hard because we are running, as you know, Dub Tribe podcast, and we are speaking about sound system culture. So my question first is, Exodus Sound could you tell me your story? Because I know that that was your beginning. You started listening music when you were four. Then at age 16, you started DJing and started a little bit singing and going to some parties, right? How it was?
Yeah, well, you told my story. That's the story. You
know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, no, it's true. When I was four, my best friend used to live down the street from me, and his father had a sound system, you know, called Lord Barley. And every Saturday, he used to have, we call them blues party, like a party in the house, you know, and every Saturday we could hear the bass. You know, I'm in my bedroom, all I can hear is bass, you know.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, we love it, you know. We think, oh, when we get older, we want to play some of that bass, you know.
Really?
Yeah, so it just so happened that my friend, his father, passed the sound down to him.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then so we all joined the sound.
It was like a heritage, actually.
It was, exactly like that. And we changed the name. We called it Exodus Sound because we were Rasta youth at that time, you know. But we were still at school, you know. And we just loved the sound system vibes, you know. And at first, I just loved the sound system. I used to love to carry the boxes and just to buy the music. That's the records, the 45s and those kind of things. I wasn't on the microphone, you know.
Why?
No, because at home, I was a secret microphone person. You know?
Really? Why secret?
Well, maybe I was shy, you know, at that time, you know.
Ah, at that time.
At that time.
That means a lot.
Yeah, at that time. So I used to do it at home, but I only used to copy other artists of the time, like Iroy and Uroy, and pretend I was them and, you know, those kind of things. So one day we were playing at a youth club. And we set up the sound before the dance, and everybody said, oh, we're going to go and get something to eat. And they say, Maka, you just watch the sound. So I was there watching the sound. And the sound was on, and the microphone was there. So I got the microphone and started to chat, thinking nobody was here. But they hadn't gone yet. You know, they could hear. And they run back in and say, Maka, we didn't know you could chat like this. You have to start talking on the sound. So from then I started to talk on the sound, and then at first, as I say, I was just copying, but then one day I said, let me make up my own lyrics, you know, about something that happened in the community.
Okay.
So I did that, and I did it in the dance, and the place went crazy. Everybody, because they knew about what I was talking about, and from then I says, you know, I'm just going to talk my own lyrics, what comes out of Maccabi, you know, so that's how I start talking on the microphone, you know.
Okay, I've got a question about your lyrics, actually, because what I found out when I'm listening to your music, especially your last CD, Gentrification, is a really rough and harsh comment to our reality, and you're actually doing it for quite a lot. You are commenting the reality, showing not only positive side, but also this harsh truth.
Yeah.
Why?
That's how I am, you know. That's how we come up, you know. In England, our life, it's harsh, you know. The reality was harsh. We face racism. We face a lot of things. So we had to come up and, you know, support one another. And as I came into Rastafari as well, there was a consciousness in Rastafari, you know.
Yeah, it's still.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, I mean, at that time for me, as growing up, so we saw this consciousness. And say, yes, this is a part of us, you know. And when I talk on the microphone, I want to relay the consciousness of Rastafari to the people, you know. I want to talk about good things. I want to try and uplift people, you know. Try and make people better in this world. So when I started, that's how I think. And now I still think the same way. So every song you hear from Maccabi is about upliftment, you know. It's about consciousness and the voice of the people, you know.
Really, in part of sad song, this is We Had Enough. This song was first recorded in 1984, right?
Seven.
It was after the homicide of Clinton McCarbin, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he lived in the same town as me, Wolverhampton, near to Birmingham in England. And it was something that really touched me, because it could have been me. Mm. You know, he only went into the shop. Yeah, and they said he had a stolen credit card, and police jumped on him and they killed him, you know. So it could have been any one of us, you know. Mm-hmm. So I decided to make the song. We've had enough of police brutality, you know. We have to show it to the people, you know.
I'm surprised that this song is quiet. It's still telling us about the reality that we are facing right now.
It's still relevant today. Yes, yeah, you look at George Floyd and all those kind of things. It's the same thing that's happening, you know. So things have not really changed. They've changed a bit, but, you know, they need to change even more.
You know? We are facing this nevertheless the race, actually, right now in Poland, because we've heard last few weeks ago, we heard about homicide made by policemen in the police station, actually. So that's why I'm asking about this song as well, because this is happening still, and this is happening to everyone, actually. Yeah. So this is sad that the song is still relevant, but it's nice to have this song to relay on and to feel not alone.
Exactly. That's why I do it, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though it's me doing the song, there's millions of people singing that same song, you know.
Yes. You've got a lot of releases. You've got a lot of CDs. I've heard about more than 20.
All right.
And you are still active. How you are? You are so fresh. You are so, you know, young in soul, actually.
Yeah. No, I give thanks, you know. As I say, Rastafari keeps you young, you know. Consciousness keeps me young. I have a great family as well, you know.
Oh, amazing. So it's like a foundation, right?
Yeah, definitely foundation, you know. No stress, you know. I try to keep things real, you know. So when you have no stress, you keep things real. And as I say, like a good foundation, then you don't have to worry about certain things, you know. It's worry make you think about certain things, and I don't follow, you know. I don't see this and say, oh, I must try and be like this.
Okay.
I look inside.
Oh.
It's better to look inside.
Reverse.
Yeah. Look for the you inside of you, you know, the I inside of I. And that's the real person, you know. That's why I try and tell to the young people, with all the social media, all the negative that is all there, look inside yourself, you know. You might find the real person, you know, instead of trying to be like that person, trying to be like that person, and they're not real, you know.
Okay.
But look into yourself, you know.
All right. The tribers, just remember these words, please. This is wise. All right. Thank you. You are the ambassador of Idol Living and Idol Culture.
The ambassador.
I started listening to your Wami Eat Wednesdays.
All right.
And I find out your famous song right now, Kukumba.
Kukumba, yeah.
Amazing. And also you've made Medical Mondays.
Yeah.
And truly, I was waiting for a moment when you rap about all the vegetables and all the fruits that are in our world, and there will be none. And you are still making me surprised because you've got another one and another one and another one. And my question here is, do you see the influence on your society, on people with, and this idol and consciousness about what we are putting in our bodies, this is raising? Do you see something like this?
Yeah, man, definitely. It's raising awareness, you know, and it's inspiring people, you know, making them think.
Mm.
And the first thing you have to do when you want to change is to think about it, you know. So it's good, yeah. I get messages from mothers, you know. They say, Maccabi, we love you. I say, why? They say, you're making our children eat green cucumber and salad and for the first time, you know. So they love that. And doctors and teachers, you know, they contact me and say they love what I'm doing, you know. But it was just trying to make the people aware of the health, you know, and try to make them realize that you are what you eat, you know. So a lot of the things which are happening in society can be changed just by eating properly, you know. And it would be a better world if people just eat properly and try and take care of themselves. Because your health is your wealth, you know. That's what we say, you know.
This is also one of your albums.
Yeah, Taiko Chak. Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. I've got also one question. What are your plans, upcoming plans? Do you try to record another
song? Yeah, well, maybe? we're recording
really?
At the moment. Yeah. We're always kind of recording. I have a few singles. out at the moment, you know, one called Love Can Change the World, mm-hmm. with a singer called John McLean from the UK. Uh-huh. And it's a very popular song at the moment. When you check it out, when you go back. And at this time, it is very important because you see what's going on around the world. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to show the people love can change the world, you know. Mm-hmm. So even with the youths as well, you know, mm-hmm. try to love each other more and love the youths. Because some of the youths, we don't know their condition. We don't know what they have been through in life, you know. And some of them, they haven't seen love, the proper love, you know. And when you show them love, they change, you know. Mm-hmm. So we have to kind of promote the love in the world, you know. And we have other tunes like tribute to Jashaka. Jashaka, he was a great sound system.
I know Jashaka? I know. That's why I'm making big eyes. Because I've started listening to dub music quite early. I mean, not early in my young, but not so far. I mean, 5 years ago. So So I'm still fresh and new in this culture. That's why I'm trying to make this, the podcast to educate myself first and help the others understand the culture, because we need to, and as far as I know, we need to start with the roots and then build the society. And so that's my, that's my goal right now.
Okay.
So that's why I'm making eyes, because I've never heard Jashaka, but I've heard a lot about him and his music and what he did from other people, and I'm jealous, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Jashaka was great, you know. You know, he passed away, you know.
Yeah,
so
I know.
When I was young, when I was making a sound, when we were in school, mm-hmm. one of the sounds we used to go and listen to was Jashaka.
So he inspired you, actually?
Yeah, man, most definitely. Oh. Our sound used to play like Jashaka.
Really?
Yeah, man. We used to jump like Jashaka and play like Jashaka. It was great, you know? And it even came to pass that Jashaka used to play my songs, you know?
Amazing.
Yeah, he turned around and,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And Jashaka never changed, you know? He just played his style, you know? Mm. At first, some people say, oh, I play different style. He just play roots. Uh-huh. And dub, and that's it, you know. And he carry on and he get bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. We give thanks to Jashaka. That's why I did the tribute to Jashaka. Because I was doing it before he passed away.
Yes.
You know, I got a song from a producer, and the rhythm was one where, when I was young, mm-hmm. Jashaka used to play all the time, this rhythm, you know. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, this would make a nice tribute to Jashaka. So I started it, and then I heard that he passed away, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we say, all right, we'll continue to do it, you know. So that's a tribute to Jashaka, you know.
Amazing. I will ask you also about your experience from your past, because when I've tried to prepare myself to this moment, I've read that you were playing in Jamaica.
Yeah, man, enough times. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We played Jamaica and 91, 92, Sunsplash, Reggae Sunsplash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before Shabarangs, right?
Oh, you know the thing.
Yeah. I'm prepared.
Yeah. It was the same band as Shaba, you know. We were using Rough Cut band. And mm-hmm. it was a big show because Shaba was the big thing at the time. And he came on the stage in a helicopter. Yeah, and everything. But everybody was saying, boy, Maccabee, you take the night, you know. I did really good that night, you know. And at the same time, I had a song called Proud of Mandela.
Uh-huh.
And Mandela was in Jamaica at the same time. Yeah, the same time, and at the National Stadium. But I wasn't booked to perform at the show, but the promoter, he heard that I was there, and he said, Maccabee, I want you to come and sing in front of Mandela, the song.
Really?
Yeah, so we sing the Proud of Mandela song in front of Mandela. And it was good, man. The place go crazy, you know? And since then, I played Jamaica many times, you know, recorded many times in Jamaica as well, you know,
nice.
So good vibes, you know.
You're still going to Jamaica?
Yeah, man. Most mm-hmm. of my family is there, you know, my sisters.
Okay.
All my sisters are there, you know, and my brothers.
So you have to going there?
I have to. Because the story is, my parents come from mm-hmm. Jamaica to England mm-hmm. in the 50s, mm-hmm. you know, and leave the children there with the intention of making enough money to bring
go
them
back.
Or go back, you know. Okay. But it doesn't happen like that sometimes. Life is different, you know.
Yeah.
So I had to be the one to go back, you know. And so I've been back many times and we give thanks, yeah.
Amazing, amazing. I'm a bit sad that we need to end this meeting. I would like to ask you two questions. First, what we hear today? What will we hear today?
You're going to hear Maccabi. That's it. Maccabi, as always with Maccabi, you know. You're going to get the fire, you know. Yeah. You're going to get the energy.
I'm
you're going to get some great musicians. You're going to hear some good reggae music, mm-hmm. you know. Consciousness. That's what you're going to get, yeah.
Okay. Can't wait. And the second question, as you know, we're trying to educate people. We're trying to tell them about the music and culture. Do you have some wise words to the Dub Tribers?
Yeah, well, just keep supporting the dub music, keep supporting the reggae music, you know, because it's a great music. It's the music of the people, you know. And remember, just do unto others as you want people to do to you, you know.
Okay.
And just give thanks for life, you know. Rastafari.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I and I sending out a special tribute to the great Zulu warrior, Josh Shaka. Mystical, spiritual warrior sound that live for Ivor and Ivor. Yes, I am. Sending out a tribute to the warrior, Josh Shaka, the real roots warrior. Sending out a tribute to the warrior, Josh Shaka, the real double warrior. Chuck, live and direct with him records and the deck. Shaka play the vocal and the dub come next. Chant the microphone and put on sound effects. Josh Shaka vibes are the best, yes. One of the greatest sound I hear from a band. Trada, Josh Shaka Trada. One of the greatest sound I hear from a band. Trada, Josh Shaka Trada. Sending out a tribute to the warrior, Shaka are the real vibes warrior. Sending out a tribute to the warrior, Josh Shaka are the real double warrior. When you hear a rhythm like this one, Josh Shaka comes to mind. Step as roots music with a heavy bass line. Josh Shaka got the vibe that can't be denied. If you love Josh Shaka, shout Rastafari. Play the sound, him also sing some song. Round the world and go on stage with band. Get out, get out, get out, Babylon a burn. Do you remember that one? Never bow, we never compromise. Never switch out that them realize. In the roots, Josh Shaka specialize. Under the picture of Selassie I. One of the greatest sound I hear from a band. Trada, Josh Shaka Trada. One of the greatest sound I hear from a band. Trada, Josh Shaka Trada. Sending out a tribute to the warrior, Josh Shaka are the real roots warrior. Sending out a tribute to the warrior, Josh Shaka are the real double warrior. As a little young we listen Shaka me say with me school friend. We never had no money but we find it we spend. From Phoebe's in a London me say up to MFM. From Big Bed Civic call me say we go and over them. Once you listen Shaka you feel forward again. Heal up Josh Shaka are the real roots legend. And look then how many years from a day Josh Shaka even play me song then. Sending out a tribute to the warrior, Shaka are the real roots warrior. Sending out a tribute to the warrior, Josh Shaka are the real double warrior. Trada, Josh Shaka Trada. Trada, Josh Shaka Trada. Shaka Trada. Trada, Shaka Trada.
lifetime experience. At this point, I'm sending greetings to organizers of Get Up Festival, to Raf Paf Sound System, to Michał Ławniczak for making this possible. At this point, I can only recommend to come to Poland for this festival and check the Polish vibes. Also, big shout out to Aviam for technical support and help with this podcast. Big thanks to you guys for listening and being here. Thanks to you, I have the opportunity to still doing it. If you would like to support us somehow, you can buy us a coffee using Buy Me a Coffee portal. Link to this portal is nested in the description of this episode. Of course, I'm inviting you to hit the like button, follow and subscribe wherever you are listening to us, as this helps us grow and catch more people like us. I'm sending you enough positive vibes and thoughts. Stay free, stay safe, stay unstoppable. And see you in the next one.
Big sound I play, big tune I run. Dance just start, ah who not a come. Them one stop the dance, them one turn it down. Let go the rhythm, make it run, yow. Don't stop the sound, can't stop the sound. The people, them not ready fi go home, and me say. Don't stop the sound, you can't stop the sound. The sound I make the people gather round, yow. Big up the sound, and big up the sound everywhere. Big up the selectors and the DJs and the ear. Big up the operators and the sound engineer. MC, we hear you loud and clear, you hear. Say music is a thing the people love to share. Creating a musical vibe and making a great atmosphere. Me say people are come to hear from far and near and everywhere. A rhythm them your people want to hear, yeah. Don't stop the sound, you can't stop the sound. The people them not ready fi go home, and me say. Don't stop the sound, you can't stop the sound. The sound I make the people gather round. The people them coming in a 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 one by one. Then coming in a session, coming in a dancer, lag go rama. Me say coming in a 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 two by two. Then coming in a passe, coming in a crew. Me say coming in a 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 three by three. Then coming in a piece of love and coming in a piece of nine and three. Me say coming in a 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 four by four. Then I walk and I talk and I drive and I park and I coming on through that door. Me say at the time when they make a little night, make a little vibe, make it and take it higher. Could I dance all night when the music nice and the big, big sound of fire. At the time when the people in my left, they stress outside for a couple of hours. At the time when the people in my choose for a move and a groove and a crew, yes I am. At the sound system where the people them I love. The sound them way I play is like a blessing from above, chum. You can't stop it, boom, the bass out of the sun. Could I roach lovers dance all night long? We tell them say, don't stop the sound, you can't stop the sound. The people them not ready for you go home, and me say. Don't stop the sound and can't stop the sound. Down the giddy, get down, the giddy, down, the giddy, get down, down, down. Chop. Coming in, a 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 one by one. Then coming in a session, coming in a dance, I'd like go ram. And me say, coming in, a 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 two by two. Then coming in, a passe, coming in, a crook. And me say, coming in, a 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 three by three. Then coming in, a piece of love, then coming in, a piece of nine and three. And me say, coming in, a 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 four by four. Then I walk and I talk and I drive and I park and I coming on through that door. And me say, don't stop the sound, you can't stop the sound. The people, them not ready fi go home, and me say. Don't stop the sound, you can't stop the sound. The sound I make the people gather round, yo, and me say. Don't stop the sound, you can't stop the sound. The people, them not ready fi go home, and me say. Don't stop the sound, you can't stop the sound. The people, them love it all around, yo. Big up the sound, them big up the sound everywhere. Big up the selectors and the DJs and the ear. Big up the operators and the sound engineer. MC, we hear you loud and clear, you hear. Don't stop the sound, you can't stop the sound. The people, them not ready fi go home, and me say. Don't stop the sound, you can't stop the sound. The sound that make the people gather round, yeah.